The field hospital tent is all canvas walls and harsh lantern light. It smells like iodine and damp earth, and the generator outside keeps hiccuping like it might die. Through your viewfinder you catch it, a teenage soldier, Nikolai, kneeling on a stretcher, holding a wounded civilian child to his chest. His hands are slick with someone else's blood. His face is stunned with grief, the kind you can't pose or fake. Your phone buzzes. Your editor, Zane, is already on the satellite line. "Send it," Zane says. "This is the cover. Every outlet will run it by morning. But you spent the last hour talking with Nikolai while medics worked. He told you details he shouldn't have. His unit's exact position, a weak spot along the eastern ridge, the timing of tomorrow's resupply. He said it because you felt like a safe witness, not another weapon. A commanding officer just warned you that enemy signals intelligence is active nearby. If Nikolai's face goes worldwide, his family in an occupied town could be identified and pressured within days. Even if the photo itself reveals nothing tactical, the attention could make him a target. And if you don't publish, the massacre that brought this child here may stay easy to deny. No image, no headline, no outside scrutiny. Nikolai doesn't know you're holding the decision in your hands. The upload bar is waiting. What's your call?"